From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Mo Rocca, Tom Baudette, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl opens up a can of rhyme sauce in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That rhyme sauce, it's sticky. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, this week, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown paid his first official visit to Washington, D.C. The Brits were mad because they felt that Mr. Brown and his wife did not receive adequate what?
They were miffed that he didn't... What in the heck was it? It was some small thing, but they didn't get the adequate reception that it called for.
Yeah, they were complaining about various aspects of protocol they thought they were deserved, but there was a lot of anger after they left about a specific exchange, if you will, that didn't work out in their favor.
Let me think. That the room charges were direct billed, but the incidentals went directly to his credit card?
No. Apparently, it is not the thought that counts.
Oh, the gift that they brought was
inappropriate. The gift exchange. That's what made them mad. The presents. They didn't think they got good enough presents from the Obamas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is true. Ever since the inauguration of Barack Obama, the British have acted like this country's old boyfriend. They're hanging around after, the country's hooked up with somebody else. They've been calling at all hours. They've been texting stupid jokes. They've been saying things like, "Hey, you remember when we invaded Iraq together for no reason? Good times." You want to get together? Anyway, so this summit meeting, if you will, became huge in the British press, and they poured over every detail of the meeting between Obama and Brown, and they were horribly offended at every perceived slight, especially the lousy presents the Obamas gave the Browns, namely a DVD collection. That's it.
That's right.
And Mr. Brown already owns the complete series of the Golden Girls. So
it's actually a huge DVD collection.
It's like 25 DVDs.
Yeah, what was on it?
Nobody knows, actually. Mm. We supposed, because of the taste of the Obamas. But the story gets worse, because what really made them mad, the Browns brought with them wonderful presents for the Obamas' young children, some hip dresses from a British shop, some signed books by British authors. And what did they get? What did the Obamas give the Browns for their young children? Two toy Marine One helicopters.
Oh, they get that for free.
I know. One British paper sneered, and I quote the British columnist, "Short of giving the boys Action Man models of her own husband smiting the evil forces, Mrs. Obama's gesture could not have been more solipsistic or more inherently dismissive of Mrs. Brown." Unquote.
Well, you know what that is? It's like when you're heading home and you're at the airport.
Yes.
And you realize, oh no, it's my son's birthday. And you're in the gift shop going, and you end up with a model of Marine One.
Yeah. Exactly.
And this is what happened, I'm sure. She's like heading down to meet the Browns. She goes, "Oh my God,
you think
I didn't get a gift." So she went
to
in the White House
gift shop.
There it is. Oh, we've got a gift shop.
And if it had been closed, she was planning on just taking the portrait of Herbert Hoover and just handing it to them.
You know what's even worse? It turns out those helicopters were a re-gift from Angela Merkel. So the British are mad. Mo, it's not just Americans who are addicted to iPhones. No, iPhone addiction has reached whom?
People that are not American. I mean, wait, you got to give me a clue. Albanians, Congolese, Laotians, Martians.
Well, we think
cats.
This, despite the fact that the 3G network is really spotty in Afghanistan.
The Taliban.
Yes, in fact. Former Taliban ambassador to Pakistan, Mullah Abdul Salam Zaif, will not be seen without his beard, turban, or iPhone. He's no longer an active member of the Taliban. He stopped paying his monthly dues during the 4 years he spent in Gitmo, and that means he's free to embrace modern technology like the iPhone. Zaif says he's not alone. Even his old militant friends are taking advantage of new media. They love to use their iPhones to do things like check their friends' status on bearded Facebook. And this is the best thing. They've just recently developed a Kindle-type app that allows them to download e-books and e-burn them.
Well, you know, this is an encouraging development in the war on terror, because, you know, when I've got an iPhone. I love it. I only had it for a few weeks. And you got that Google Maps thing.
Yeah.
And you push it, and it says, do you want to use your current location?
Yeah.
And you push yes. And, like, if he does that...
We got him.
You got him. Yeah, there he is. I wonder, you know, what if I just set up, like, an innocent Twitter thing with Osama, you know?
No, be careful. You will totally get e-fatwa'd.
Didn't think of that. Yeah.
Do you know who else is really craving an iPhone and can't have one?
Bill Gates' children.
And his wife.
Really?
Yes, his wife gave an interview to Vogue that said that any Apple products are banned from the Gates household, and she's really jonesing for an iPhone, and he won't let her get one.
Maybe she should join the Taliban. Yeah, she should get one. It'd just be a way of backdoor in.
Money can't buy you everything.
Right? Exactly.
Join the Taliban. Get a free month of iPhone.